This week on the RV Podcast, we talk to the RV salesman who's become a celebrity video star with a huge following that you'd never have expected if you saw that first video he shot almost a decade ago.
No, it was awful. I remember we shot the video. The slide-out was going out. It was screaming because it was so cold. It sounded like a cat got caught in an alternator, you know, one of those noises, and you could see me do a double take. Like, what was that? And we edited the video. We shot it with a Hitachi camera. We edited it. We watched it. I went to the bathroom, threw up, and said, well, nobody will ever watch that thing. You know, that's how it went.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the RV Podcast. And no matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it is a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this podcast is for you because here we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and always using the right gear and technology to enhance our RV lifestyle. So welcome. We're honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. This week in episode 263 of the RV Podcast, you meet Dean Corrigal from Leisure Travel Vans, who shares with us how he became a YouTube star in his own right, and therefore the most popular RV salesman in all of North America. You're going to enjoy meeting Dean. We have lots of RV news for you as well this week. We answer your questions. We share some RV tips and trips, including a great off-the-beaten-path report from the Burkitts. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, dear.
Hello, Michael.
Well, we're back from the California RV Show held at the California RV or California Auto Club Speedway in Fontana. It's going on until this Sunday. If you're listening to this episode, it's being released on October 9th of 2019. And till Sunday, the show's underway. We'll have a big video on it on our YouTube channel on Thursday of this week. The 10th of October will be released. But what a time that was.
It was fun. These shows are always fun. But the best part of the shows is meeting people.
Yes, it is. And did you notice how many new RV buyers, first-time buyers we met at that show?
I was absolutely amazed.
Yeah, we met people in the movie industry, a lot of people in the tech industry, young people who were shopping for some pretty nice RVs. Just a lot of people who were first-time buyers at that show. And that's the third show we've been to in about 3 weeks. We started in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the big RV show there. And then we were at the Elkhart Dealer Open House, which is a big show for dealers and people in the industry. And then out to California. And of all three of those, of course, you know, Hershey was a big sales show with a lot of buyers, but not as many first-timers that we came into contact as we did in California.
I know. We just really have a good thing going here, how much fun it is to get to go to these shows. And then the other big one we go to is Tampa.
Yeah, that's coming up in January.
And we'll need that time to rest up.
Now, you said we have so much fun going to, but coming back with something else, we had a fly out to this show because as I just told you, we were at three shows in 3 weeks, and there was not physical time for us to drive the RV out to California.
So. And how about we have 15,000 miles on our new rig in six months?
Already.
And in the old days, we just would have gotten behind the wheel and driven out there and driven back. But
we're babying this thing.
We got to,
Yeah. But anyway, we had a fly out to the show, and that was okay. You know, we got out there all right, but coming back, we got stuck in bad weather. We were supposed to change planes in Dallas, and they basically shut the airport down, and so they diverted us to Austin, and then we went back to Dallas, and then back, finally got to Detroit, which was where we took off and landed in.
Okay, now this is another life lesson, because I look at the weather a lot in the winter, because I think of bad weather there, and then I think spring, but I never have considered the weather, which now I will, thunderstorms.
And, you know, in the plains and down in Texas, with they've seemed to get hit with a lot of thunderstorms, and they were telling me it's happened several times this summer. But anyway, the result was we got into our Sticks and Bricks home at 4:10
a.m. It was really 4:09, but I've been saying 4:10.
Yeah, in the morning, and that was a long day. So
the adventure continued before that, because our daughter's son-in-law and our two granddaughters watched Bo. And we had to pick up Bo, and we didn't want to wake them up.
At 3 in the morning their time.
That added to the excitement of it all. But Bo was a good boy. He didn't bark.
He didn't. We got Bo and brought him home.
And we had an Uber driver. So, you know, we just had a couple of little things to handle, and it all went just great.
But it reminded me again why we so much prefer traveling in the RV, where we're our own master and mistress of the road. We can stop, or we can go, or we can do whatever we want to do, but it's up to us, and not jammed on the plane or sitting on the tarmac as we were in Austin. Oh, that was not fun.
You know, it wasn't that long, and everybody was really nice.
I read books because we
were there. Oh, no. The seat that I sat on, I do not consider myself overweight, and I used every inch of that seat. That was not a big seat, because I wondered how I think half the people could fit into that seat.
I don't know. It was crazy.
It was a little seat.
But anyway.
And then, you know, when you sit in the middle, you got everybody's elbows.
Oh, yeah. Including your husband's. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, the worst thing that happens to me, how lucky I am.
So that was our, we really enjoyed the California show. And please check the video that we'll have on it tomorrow. What we didn't enjoy is the airplane flights. And that's one of the reasons it makes us appreciate our RV even more. So we're home 3 days, and we leave now tomorrow for our next trip. And this will be a kind of a family vacation, and we're going to Jennifer's favorite place, her happy place.
My happy place, Mackinac Island.
Yep. And we're having some discussion among ourselves about whether I should do a video on it. We're taking two of our grown kids and their spouses and their kids up, and it's going to be kind of like a mini vacation for the weekend. And the question was, do I want to bring my cameras and do a video or not?
Well, I think the bigger question for me personally is it going to rain? Because the weather forecast is predicting rain.
Always does up there this time of year when
not
we go.
Always. We've got friends who are there right now, and they got beautiful, beautiful weather, and I'm happy for them that they got such beautiful weather. But I'm a little envious, because they go every year, and every year they have perfect weather.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's where we will be. And that's one of the questions. I looked at two of our friends. We love their YouTube channel. Mark and Trish from Keep Your Daydream. And they have been spending much of the summer in Michigan and traveling our favorite place, which is the UP. You know, we all just wrote a travel guide, Jennifer and I did, on the UP. And that's out there. And I was watching them go to many of the places that we talk about in that guide. And one of the places they went was Mackinac. And they were on a vacation, too, sort of, with some friends and their kids. But Mark couldn't resist doing the video. And, of course, we know that island really well.
We've been going there forever.
And so I don't know. I don't know if I can resist. If I leave my cameras home, I've got that.
You'll be using your cell phone.
I have my new iPhone 11 Max Pro. Oh, my goodness, does that do good video. So I'll probably put something up.
Our children and grandchildren have to get used to this. Grandpa's shooting videos of them every time they turn around.
They like it. I'll get the granddaughters. They're little ham bones. They'll help me out with this video. So I don't know. We'll see. Because I have fun shooting it too. So that's the big thing. And then here's the other big question that we're wondering. And this is almost everywhere we have gone this year. People, we bought a new RV. We bought our new Lisa Travel Vans Unity FX back in March now. And as Jennifer said, we have 15,000 miles on it. And people say, well, what are you going to name it? And we just call it the RV, but a lot of people really want us to name that. So maybe we need to figure out how to do a contest to name it. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
You just don't want me to put a bunch of graphics all over the side of it like we did the last one. No,
I don't want that.
That won't happen. No wraps.
Yeah, that once was enough with that.
So we'll have to figure out how to do like a little, everybody suggest the names and we'll pick the ones we like and maybe get it down to two or three and then have everybody vote. I don't know.
Suppose we could give them the batteries sitting in our garage.
Yeah, I've got some AGM batteries if anybody wants them, brand new. Oh, well, they were used a month, I guess.
I
have a whole bunch of stuff.
You have a lot of things that it's not right that they just sit there.
Got to figure out how to do that. These are things, you know, people send us stuff now that we're influencers, whatever that means. But so we test out some, and I have some that people have just sent us, companies thinking that we'll do a review.
And they don't want it back.
Oh, no. And I love to give them away to people.
And we don't want people getting it from us and then selling it to make profit.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So I don't know. So I'm thinking, well, we're going to be so traveling so much. It might be fun to, even though we're in Michigan, this is the only favor of the people who are close to Michigan, is maybe find a place and just bring it and first come, first serve. But I don't know. We got a couple of, I think, a cell phone booster system. We got a... let's see, a WineGuard Connect thing for the roof. And I don't know, we got a lot of little things out there that people have sent us.
I gave away a sweatshirt today at the dog park because somebody liked it.
Yeah, we had a
stack of them.
We do.
Because they were going to the Salvation Armies.
I don't know. So if you're in Michigan, holler. If you're interested in that, let us know. We'd probably work out something at a park or something and make it a little unofficial meet and greet and give away all the stuff we've got. All right, we've been just rambling on here.
Yeah, we are rambling.
And we should tell everybody that there will probably not be a Ask Us Anything on Sunday night because we will be coming back from Mackinac Island. So that's two Sundays in a row we've been traveling. We did do an Ask Us Anything from out at the California RV Show last weekend, so I don't feel we're missing 2 weeks, just Sundays.
I could just see us locked up in our room with it pouring rain outside with kids jumping and...
Well, maybe that would make up pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, it's not enough good. The internet's kind of spotty up there on the
island.
Yeah,
it's not good up there.
We'll have to see. All right, that's what's been happening with us. And, of course, this part of the podcast is brought to you by Dish Outdoors, which lets RVers literally pay as they go month by month to watch HD satellite television from wherever they happen to be camped. Easy to set up gear, small footprint for both the new antenna, this awesome Dish Playmaker portable satellite antenna, and also their new Wally receiver. The Dish sent both of those to us. We've attached them and hooked them up to our motorhome. I actually mounted the antenna up on the roof. There's a video on the YouTube channel on that if you want to see how I did it. We have just been blown away at how awesome the reception is, the HD reception is. And then what a luxury it is to have HD satellite TV in your RV. I think the thing that is so neat about this from Dish is that they will also let you do this month by month. You do not have to be a Dish subscriber at home. If it's you can do this just for the RV. You can do it, say you're going to be traveling all of November. You just activate it just for November, and then December it's off. And you can activate it by month instead of having to buy it every year and get locked into that kind of a deal. That's a really nice thing. Ultra compact equipment, and it'll even work with Netflix and your famous favorite streaming software through your apps. I mean, if I can hook it up in 5 minutes, which is all it took, you can too. It's really neat. Dish Outdoors. And because you're listening to this podcast and they're a sponsor of this segment, Dish Playmaker and the Wally receiver, and your service is all bundled together. And they'll give you, if you use the coupon code RVLifestyle at checkout, they'll give you $50 off the bundle price, a really good bundle price. It's normally $348, but using our coupon code, you'll get it for $298. Again, that code that you want to use is RV Lifestyle, RV Lifestyle. Dish Outdoors, if you've never taken satellite TV in your RV, you should give it a try.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV News of the Week.
Long-time listeners know we love Glacier National Park. So it's with great interest. We read a story out last week about the Park Service's concern and how to deal with the growing popularity of the park. Nearly 3.5 million people visit the park each year, which is three times the population of Montana. The growing crowds are causing extreme gridlock. parking lot congestion, and many other challenges. One of the options under consideration is a shuttle system. Glacier is one of our favorite national parks with wildlife and views that are spectacular. To get a glimpse of what makes it so special, we'll put a link in the show notes to one of our videos of a gathering we held at Glacier. Go to rvlifestyle.com/263.
You remember, I think it was a couple of years ago that we were coming in through the west entrance to Glacier. And there was the lineup, the congestion was so bad, it was choking traffic way back on the road before we even got to the park. So the park just opened the gates and let everybody in for free. Remember that?
I do remember. You didn't just get in there. Yeah. we're blocking up the road. They've got to get a shuttle system.
Yeah, that's what they've done at many of the others. And maybe we should just quit talking about Glacier, because it is such a spectacular park.
The video that you made is so cool. Everybody's going to want to go there if they see that video of our 10-minute walk.
Oh, yeah. Well, either that or they'll never go for a walk with us again. Because you have to look at the video. It's in the show notes. But Glacier Park's a beautiful park. But they're aware of the problems. They're going to try and figure out something. I hope they do. All right, other news. Man is severely burned at Yellowstone National Park last week. He fell into a hot spring at the Old Faithful Geyser. And immediately look at that and say, what? I mean, if you've ever been there, you know there's fences up.
Roped off.
Yeah.
You don't just fall in.
Anyway, this guy told rangers, I was going for a walk after dark without a flashlight and I fell. He got burned pretty good. Rangers went back to investigate and they found his shoe, his hat, and a beer can, and footprints leading to and from the geyser. It's now being investigated. The man is recovering at a hospital out there. But, you just don't walk into a geyser unless maybe that beer can gives us a clue.
We have shared with you before the year-plus effort by the National Park Service to repopulate remote Isle Royale National Park in Michigan's Upper Peninsula with wolves. The island is overrun with moose, which are just wreaking havoc on the ecosystem. And its once thriving wolf population, which used to keep the moose in check, has been dying out. And they're down to just one male and one female that are both aging. So the Park Service has captured and released wolves from Minnesota, Michigan, and Ontario, Canada on the island. Three wolves have died shortly after their release, and one walked across the freezing ice to return to the mainland last winter. I guess that says a lot about how much he liked living there. We'll post a link to an interesting article that explores what scientists are doing to try to determine why they are dying. Look at the show notes at rvlifestyle.com/263.
A 71-year-old man died last week in an Idaho campground when his RV fell on top of him. It's just a warning to everybody that's trying to do-it-yourself work, and particularly when you're jacking up an RV and trying to get underneath him, because that's what this guy was doing. He was jacking up his fifth-wheel trailer. And not quite sure, officials say, but somehow it fell on top of him, trapping him underneath. Others at the campground were able to free the man. They started CPR until the first responders arrived, but he died at the scene. He was camping at the Snake River RV Park and campground.
Wildfires in New Mexico last week were reported near the El Rito campground in the Carson National Forest, and we're still burning as of this podcast. The cause of the fires is unknown and is near the city of El Rito. If you're planning to head that way to camp, be sure to check ahead.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, now with free shipping. Lots of you are asking us about Rad Power Bikes as we visited with folks at the California RV Show last weekend. Same thing everywhere we've gone. People either are very familiar with them now or are very close, it seems, to be buying one and just want us to give them a little push off the fence. We have had Rad Power Bikes almost for 2 years now. We have the city bike version, but Rad Power Bikes makes a number of different models. They have fat tire Rad Power Bikes. They've got cargo bikes. They've got folding bikes. They've got mountain bike styles. They've got a number of different models that will fit whatever it is you want. And the thing about these e-bikes is they're just perfect for people who want to get back into bike riding, recovering from surgery or injury, or just maybe looking for a little added boost to keep up with friends and family, or just to have fun. They are so much fun to pedal and to use that throttle for a little bit of pedal assist. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. They're priced at often less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because that dealer retail markup is cut off. And if you mention RV Lifestyle at checkout, they'll give you an additional $75 off. Plus, you get free shipping on all of their bike models. Use the coupon code RVLifestyle for an additional $75 off. Visit them, radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
All right, this one comes from a listener named Gary, and he says, I'm going to purchase a Class A RV in the near future, and after reading your guide about the loss of value as soon as you drive a new rig off the lot, I want to buy a low mileage used RV. My question, are there buyer brokers that could help me find the best value for the money that I could contract with that would really just represent my best interests? Are there knowledgeable buyer brokers out there that will be completely subjective as to my needs and not have a seller's agenda? If you know, I would appreciate your advice about this and how I could find one. Thanks, Gary. Well, Gary, that's a great idea, but I know of no such person or company that does that. Although some dealers will kind of tell you, that, oh yeah, we'll take care of it. We'll find what you need. But their first interest is always in selling their company's inventory and not that of the private buyer or the units that you may want to look at that is being sold privately or from even competing dealers. Now, there's no way to get out, I'm afraid, Gary, out of doing your own careful research, looking for RVs that meet your needs. Now, we can help you. We've done an RV buyer's guide ebook that will walk you through the process of buying an RV and all the little pitfalls you need to step around. But it's up to you to narrow your search down to a couple of prospects. And then here's my advice. Instead of a buyer broker, you hire a qualified RV inspector, a certified RV inspector. There is a national group, the National RV Inspectors Association, that certifies technicians who can go out and look at any RV you want them to and go over it. Every single part of the vehicle is checked, and they'll give you a report, much like you do with, you know, a home inspector when you buy a house. And let's face it, RVs are the second most expensive item you'll buy after your house. So it makes sense that the name of the group is the National RV Inspectors Association. I'll put a link in the show notes. You go to their site and you can search by state and they'll tell you where the closest certified RV inspector is. But I think you got to do your homework, you know? There's nobody out there that's going to help you. We've even wanted to find somebody that would really help us do that with a house. And there aren't any. I mean, they say they are, but we haven't found any. And that's been for years we've been looking for like a real buyer's broker for us, to looking for a house, a new house. And so in the RV, it's going to be really hard too.
It's just hard because everybody wants to make money.
Yeah, they all do.
If they sell something, they make money.
That's it. And that's why I think, you know, you find, I think I like these three. And then you talk to an inspector and I bet you can get it down to one and then have them look at it before you buy. All right. So that question came in by email. And sometimes this week we got to go through and clean out the email. So we're going to just do one more email question. And this one comes from Dan. And he says, I ran into your YouTube channel and I love you both. I'm probably 10 years from purchasing a new RV, but I hope to rent one for some upcoming vacations. I'm intrigued by leisure travel vans, but my question would be, is demand going to outweigh supplies? All the research I do says that finding a LTV is going to be a long wait, and renting one seems even more unlikely. Thanks for your work. You guys are very informative and oh so cute. Huh.
Usually we're called adorable.
I know. People have adorable. You maybe.
You got to understand that Mike was an investigative reporter with crime and
nobody
corruption
ever
and
called
mafia.
Nobody ever called
he
me
was
cute,
never cute
or adorable. So and I'm anything but. But anyway, Dan, thank you for the question. And let's be brutally honest here. For popular RVs like those that you're talking about with from Leisure, it is a seller's market. There's just no way around it. Demand really outstrips supply. We even checked this past weekend, and it takes roughly 8 to 10 months from the time you put in your order until that RV is built and delivered to you. And sometimes it can be even as long as a year. So there's just no way around that. And that's true of a lot of other brands that are out there that are popular. There are, you ask about renting, you particularly wanted to rent a leisure travel van. There are companies that specialize in peer-to-peer rentals. In other words, rentals by RV owners who, you know, when they're not using it, they like to rent them out. There's a couple of big companies that do that that we can recommend. One is Outdoorsy.com, Outdoorsy.com. The other is RVShare.com. I'll put links in the show notes to both of those, but you can check Outdoorsy.com or RVShare.com, and you can easily search wherever it is that you want to pick up the RV and find out what's available. Let me also tell you that there is a huge demand for RVs to be rented. And that's one of the reasons we just launched our RV renting school course. You know, and I'll put a link to that if people want to find out about why we're recommending that. But I mean, you say, for example, that you're not going to be buying for 10 years. And I mean, so much will change in the RV industry in that time. But by buying an RV now and then think about renting it out, you can literally have that RV pay for itself. And that gives you then the enjoyment of being able to use it right now, whenever and wherever you want. Or you can rent it out and earn income from it when you're not using it. So anyway, I'll put a link to the renting school. It's just rvlifestyle.com/renting school. And also to outdoorsy.com and rvshare.com. Those will all be in the show notes for this episode.
I wonder where Dan lives.
Dan, I kind of edited it out just for time. He lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
And I did a check on, I think I used one of those. I think I did RV Share, and I could not find any leisure travel vans listed for rent. So if you have one, it's in demand.
It's hard to find a used one to buy.
It's very hard. I mean, we had people at the show we were at last week, and even at Hershey, say they you know, they want one now. And
they want to buy ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you got ours all souped up.
I know. I should sell ours.
Rent ours out.
We could.
We could.
Except we use it. We use it every single week. How could we rent it up? Yeah, we use it every single week. So
and when you rent things out, you know what you're dealing when you rent things out.
Yeah. All right. So those are our questions from those all came in from listeners by email, but we love to get your voices on as a question. So if you have a question you'd like us to answer or a comment on the things that we've been talking about today in this episode, we invite you to leave us the question or comment on our special podcast voicemail number. Here it is, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990. I know a lot of you are driving, so you can't write that down. It's in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about that. But check it out. We would love to get it. Just just like leaving a voicemail message, and we'll make you sound good. If there's any stuttering or you make a mistake, we'll edit that out. But we love to have your voices. It makes us feel like we're not alone out here as we talk on, right? All right. So you are listening to the RV Podcast.
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV Podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV Podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
All right, Jennifer was talking a minute ago about how I've souped up our RV. And one of the neatest things I did to soup it up was I added some lithium batteries from Battle Born Batteries, makers of quality, safe, and reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in any RV. Just about every RV out there in the world can handle one of their batteries, or two or three or more. Battleborn's motto is get out there and stay out there. And that's what you can do with lithium batteries, because lithium batteries let you have sustained adventures off the grid with batteries that offer much better performance than AGM. They charge faster. They charge fuller. They're longer lasting and maintenance free. Now, Battleborn's experts are familiar with almost all of the existing components on your RV, regardless if it's a Class A, a Class C, or a B van. If you have a travel trailer or a cab over camper, don't worry. They're experts in those as well. Just call them up, and they'll tell you exactly what you need. All of their batteries, their lithium batteries, are protected by a 10-year guarantee, and they will match your power system with the right cabling, inverter, charger, solar controller, whatever you need. Jennifer and I have Battleborns in our RV, and we rely on it for our boondocking adventures. If you're interested in learning more, go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium. rvlifestyle.com/lithium. Battleborn batteries. Well, one of our favorite characters in the RV industry is Dean Corrigal. I guess I can say he's enthusiastic, right?
Right.
He's a very enthusiastic and really genuinely nice guy who happens to be the on-camera spokesman for Leisure Travel Vans. Now, over the past few years, Dean has become the most popular RV salesman in North America by virtue of his on-camera walk-around video tours of his company's RVs. Those are videos have been watched. You ready for this? They've been watched more than 31 million times. And the channel that Dean is on from Leisure Travel Vans has over 136,000 subscribers. Thus, he has become the best known RV salesman in all of North America. But he's also become a full-fledged celebrity in his own right. He is also a terrific guy who we've gotten to know pretty well over the years as we've encountered him in various RV shows, and we even visited him up at his factory up there in Manitoba. Well, last week at the California RV show in Fontana, we got him to come into the Leisure Travel Vans display a little bit earlier before the crowds got there, because once the crowds were there and they spotted Dean, we'd never get any time with him. So he came in about 15 minutes early, and we got him to sit down for an interview about how this all began and what it's like being a celebrity RV salesman. Well, we're sitting in a brand new Leisure Travel Van, and this is the first time I think I've ever seen Dean sit down at an RV show, but yeah. We had to come early because once it starts, you go.
That's right.
Thank you for spending some time with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So what we want to know is about Dean. Yeah. Tell us about Dean Corrigal. How did you get into this business, and how did you become this guru of doing RV video tours?
Yeah, you know, kind of a funny thing, you know. I started selling RVs at a retail lot back in the 90s, and, you know, the factory reps would come in. I thought, oh, they were pretty cool. They didn't have to set up the show. They go out drinks for the guys after the show, and I thought, oh, I should be an RV rep. That's way more fun, and then be careful for what you wish for,
yeah.
Right, because then you get it, and then... you know, the video thing just came out of necessity. You know, we were coming out of that recession, 08, 09, right? I mean, half the RV dealers in the U.S. went bankrupt. You know, GE cut off all the flooring plan money. We had just come out with the new Unity model, and we didn't know how we were going to sell it. So Ryan, our general manager.
Ryan and, Elias.
Yeah, yep. Third generation ownership of our company.
Yeah.
He said, hey, we're going to do a YouTube video. And I said, okay.
This was how long ago?
This was in 2009.
Okay.
So he says, we're going to do a YouTube video, and that's how we're going to sell the Unities, because nobody can see them. Dealers have no flooring plan. They can't floor them.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he says, and you're going to do the video. And I said, oh, no, I'm not. You know, and we had built the very first Unity MB for Al Yoder, which is one of the founders of Jayco. He actually came to us with that and said, hey, will you build this for me? And we said, well, why don't you get Jayco to do it? You know, once again, everybody's in that recession, right? Which yeah. really killed the RV industry. And he says, oh, you know, I'm retired now. They don't listen to me. But so we built it and, you know, turned out to be fabulous. And built the second one, and we shot the video in January at minus 22 in Winkler, Manitoba.
Now, we should tell everybody that you live in Winkler.
I do, yeah. Work right, yeah, right at the factory, yep.
And Winkler, Manitoba, we've been there. It's pretty cold.
Oh, it's very cold there. Nice small town.
In the wintertime.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Winkler.
Winkler's a great community, Mennonite community. We've been building there since 1965, same family ownership. Great people. I wouldn't want to work for anybody else. I think they fired me 5 or 6 times now, but I just keep coming back to work. So.
How big is Winkler?
We have about, 11, 12,000 people, I think, roughly.
So this is one of the big employees in Winkler.
Yeah, Triple E Canada. Yeah, we own a few different companies. We own Low King Industries, Triple E, Leisure Travel Vans.
It's just across the border from North Dakota.
Yeah, we're in 10 minutes.
About an hour south of Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, yep.
And you did your first video, you said you sat it in January.
It was January, yep.
What was that like for you? You've never done video before?
Never, no. It was awful. I remember we shot the video. The slide out was going out. It was screaming because it was so cold. It sounded like a cat got caught in a alternator. You know, one of those noises. And you can see me do a double take. Like, what was that? And we edited the video. We shot it with a Hitachi camera. We edited it. We watched it. I went to the bathroom, threw up, and said, well, nobody will ever watch that thing. You know, that's how it went.
And you've done how many videos now?
Oh, I don't even know now. I mean, product videos, I guess. There's got to be 100 at least on the
Now,
YouTube.
That 100's an important number here because we should proudly point out that you are one of the few YouTube stars that have reached over 100,000 subscribers. And that is phenomenal for what is essentially a corporate YouTube channel.
Yeah, you know, it's really, I can't even, my daughter's very excited about it.
Did you know that this was a big milestone?
Yeah, no, I didn't, but she told me. I got the plaque.
Yeah.
And she's like, she was so excited because she follows lots of YouTubers, you know, on hair and nails and whatever it is. And she was very ecstatic, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, right? But I mean, they're such long videos. I cannot believe, you know, I mean, they're 30 minutes long. Yeah. Sitcoms on TV are shorter, right? Because they have commercials. We don't have any.
Well, it's kind of fun to watch people as they come to Dean and they say, are you really 6'1"? You
know? Oh, people are so excited to have their picture taken with Dean. It's really fun to watch.
And they all want you to go stand in the shower as you do in the video. So
the reason we did the height thing was because of, you know, just try and give some concept, because on the video you can't tell how big it is. And on the first video, this is the funny running joke on the 6'1" thing, is that in the video I first say I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Then I go into the shower of the Murphy bed, which we're in right now. I'm in the shower and I go like I'm 6'1", 6'2", right? And then all the emails started coming in going, well, does the guy not know how tall he is? So it's been a running joke. That's why now I say I'm 6'1", or I'm 6", or I'm 6'2", right? We kind of have some fun with it.
How much time do you spend preparing for one of those videos?
Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
Not much.
Yeah.
No.
How many takes do you do?
There's a few takes, but you know, we want it to be real. We want it to, you know, we don't script it. We just go with it, right? I mean, you know, I work at the factory. I'm a factory rep. I'm one of the few reps that work a factory rep. A lot of reps work outside their home, but I work at the factory.
So what is a factory rep?
Yeah, factory rep means that you work at the factory. So I'm a factory rep. So I work at the factory, and then I travel to the shows or to my dealer network. So,
and you kind of are on the West Coast and West.
Yeah, I look after all of Canada, just because I looked after all of Canada for AAA. I've been with the company since 2001. So I do all of Canada and I do the West Coast. I do Washington, California, Oregon. I forgot that one. Arizona. So that's kind of my territory.
And have you realized that you are a celebrity?
No.
Come on.
No, it's funny. I get a kick out of it, but. I'm just shocked that people watch the videos as much as they do. I think we're at 25 million views, I think, total.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing.
I mean, I know. I've watched a lot of your videos and learned a lot, and they're fun. You make it fun.
Yeah. Now, you said you did the first one back right out of the recession.
Yeah.
What was... I mean, that was pretty experimental for them. What was their reaction? Do they,
like,
do
our
they
company?
Think,
They weren't too happy.
Yeah.
Some people in the company, like, you know, because we were a very private Mennonite company. You know, we weren't really out for the splash. We don't care who's. They've never came to me and said, "Listen, you know, what's our market share?" They don't care about that.
Yeah.
Are our employees happy? Are our customers happy? Are our dealers happy? I mean, and those three can be interchangeable in any direction. They do not care about market share. They do not. They've never come to me and said, "Hey, your market share in California is terrible," or ever, never. Just, you know, are we? Can we make money? Can we be profitable? Are the employees happy? You know, or are our customers happy?
Do you need a hair and clothing allowance?
Yeah, no, I should get one. Yeah, I need
some. Well, Dean, I know you're not going to probably want to talk about this, but I know from, you know, covering the industry that you have had several job offers from other companies who would like you to do the same thing.
Yeah, once in a while, you know, somebody will.
Does that surprise you? This happened all by happenstance.
Yeah, it all happened by out of necessity, right? Because we had a new product line, as I said earlier, and how are we going to sell it in the middle of a recession? And the weird thing was is that we were busy all through that recession. Like everybody was like, oh man, you know, Fleetwood went bankrupt, you know, Monaco went bankrupt, you know, some big companies really suffered. But we were like, wow, this thing is just, you know, we're busy. It's been crazy.
When did you first realize that there was a market and that this was an effective marketing tool for selling RVs?
You know, probably, and I think I still have 100 emails from customers that said, I bought the motorhome. This is, you know, 2010, 2011. We didn't have much product on dealer's ground. I bought the motorhome sight unseen. I've never seen it. I watched your video. You know, I dropped $130,000, $150,000 on the motorhome. It better be as good as you say, or I'm going to come up to Winkler and straighten you out, right? I mean, that, and I probably have 100 emails like that where people just bought right off the internet. And even today, because we have the new RL, we have over 60 retail solds on that new RL. And we, you know, we had only built one that we were kind of touring a little bit around, but people ordered it right off the internet.
They saw it, when you say right off the internet, right they ordered it right off of your video.
Yeah, right off the YouTube
they
video.
They saw you demonstrate that right. And bought it without even touching it.
Yeah. I know, it's really quite amazing. Like that part probably surprises me more than anything else. The fact that people trust us and they put their money down, you know, I mean, they don't know us, really, right?
So there got to be some pretty funny stories about doing these. I mean, 30-minute video is a pretty... And you long. Do them all, you know, I know mm-hmm. you do several takes, but you basically do them all one shot, all the way through.
Yeah, we go out in the units. We stay in the units, me and my camera guy. And I have great, by the way, it wouldn't work without Josiah and Steve. They're just, they're probably two of the best. You know, they could work in Hollywood. Yeah. I honestly believe that. But they're good, you know, and they kind of keep me straight.
So tell us about your family and your background, and how did you end up selling RVs?
Yeah, you know, I've always been in sales all my life. I've always liked sales. I like people. You know, I like to be with people. And I love my dealers, love my sales guys. So that's kind of, I've played a lot of sports. I think it's, you know, one thing about sales, you're kind of with a team, right? It kind of feels that way. So I've always liked that part of it. I've always been in sales. I've got a good family. You know, I've been on the road 140, 150 days a year. So everything has to be calm at home. You know, my daughter just turned 19. She used to do videos with me. She was in some of our earlier videos when she was young. It's kind of funny to watch her grow up. Now she doesn't want to do it anymore, you know, but it's kind of funny. So, yeah, good. You know, we all live in Winkler. We have a good little life there. And, you know, great company, good product.
Now, Winkler is a small town. And, you've told us a little bit about your family, but I'm really curious about as you travel around and hear this guy that's a, you know, sales rep, he's the factory rep, he's doing these shows, and there are people standing in line to take their pictures with you.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other RV person in the industry that happens to.
No, I know. It's surreal. You know,
do you find yourself getting recognized at restaurants?
Yeah, sometimes. My daughter especially gets disgusted by it. But so the best one ever. We went to Cuba, maybe 6 years ago. First time we'd never been to Cuba.
It's a vacation.
Yep, holiday.
Family vacation.
Yep, Christmas time, and we get to the resort real late at night. Get up the next morning about 10 o'clock. We're going for breakfast. And we're walking through this huge, you know, area where everybody's eating, maybe 250, 300 people. And somebody screams out, "There's Dean from Leisure Travel Vans."
In Cuba.
And I mean, that was, I mean, I have to admit, I just cracked up crying laughing. Oh. Like, because it was probably the funniest. Because, you know, we're in another country. You know, I mean, that one was, that one, Yeah.
Well, with great power comes great responsibility. Dean.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, we build such a great product. It's fun to represent the product.
You see, he's always selling. He's always selling. This is all about you now. Yeah. I know it's a good company, but we're talking about you because you really are, I think, a treasure in the industry. And it's not because of the product. I mean, they're very lucky to have you. But I want to point out one thing. I mean, now, you're a Canadian guy, and everybody says, oh, you know, all the Canadian people are nuts about hockey. But you're actually nuts about an American sport and a particular team.
I'm a big football fan. I'm a big Patriot fan. I'm sure everybody's seen my Patriot shirts
on. How did that happen?
You know,
in Canada, it's like sacrilegious.
Funny story. So growing up was, mostly are Minnesota fans where we are because we're 6 hours from Minnesota, Minneapolis. And I was my parents were more Minneapolis Vikings fans, and they were playing the Raiders in the Super Bowl, and this black and silver team came running on the field. You know, and I said, "Oh, that black and silver team's going to win," and they were like 21-point underdogs or something crazy. And my dad and my mom were like, "Oh, you don't know nothing." I was just a kid then, and so they won, of course. And I was a Raiders fan, so then I was cheering for the Raiders. And that tuck rule thing happened, which we're in California, so they'll understand that. And I'm going, "What the heck?" I mean, the Raiders should be going to the Super Bowl. So the next game they're playing Pittsburgh, and my brother was a huge Pittsburgh fan, and I said, "If the Patriots beat Pittsburgh, I'm getting rid of all my Raiders stuff, and I'm becoming a New England Patriot fan," because Tom Brady was a brand new young quarterback. Yeah. And sure enough, they beat Pittsburgh. So then I said to my brother, "Okay, well, if they lose in the Super Bowl, I can go back to being a Raiders fan." And he goes, "Sure, but if they win, you have to give up the Raiders and you have to be a Patriots fan." And sure enough, they won the Super Bowl. And now, you know, whatever it is, 20 years later, I'm still a Patriots fan, yeah.
And on the RV sales circuit as well, you said you're on the road 184 days?
No, probably 125 to 145, 150, somewhere in there. You know, it just depends on the year. Yeah.
Well, that's great. But, you know, you are typecast. Even if those other companies do come from you, you could probably never leave because you're always going to be, "Hey, I'm Dean from Leisure Travel Vans."
Yeah, I'd probably be saying that in the video by mistake.
"Hi, I'm Dean from Winnebago." No, it's not going to work. Yeah. "I'm Dean from Thor."
No, I don't think it would work. No.
Yeah. Last thing, of course, this is the RV lifestyle. Yep. You've met so many people over the years, heard their stories, had great stories. Why do you think this is such an attractive lifestyle for so many diverse type of people?
That's a great question. And you know, there's been so many great stories. We do a rally every year. We get 100 coaches to our rally, and you know, you listen to all the stories from the people, and you know, some people that have, you know, have had cancer or beat cancer, or some people that have terminal cancer and buy a unit, they're going to go for one last rip around, you know, North America. Those stories, those stories are just so cool. You know, so everybody worked hard for their lives. Let's be honest, these are not cheap units. So these people have worked hard. They've raised families, they've had great careers, and now they're in some of them are in their back end of their career, their lives, and they want to go RV and they want to go out and just, you know, gypsy around, you know, because they've had structure all their life. This gives you unstructure. You can do anything. Like, you have an RV, you can stop anywhere. You can, you know, I was driving from, I took the new RL out for the summer, and I was going to Portland, and I stopped in, I don't even know where I was, somewhere in Montana, and stayed there for a couple days. You know?
Yeah, you're there.
It's so much fun, you know, and if you have the means and you have the health, you got to do it, because, you know, there's no expiry date on your health, right? You don't know when it is. So, you know, don't wait. People wait too long to do it.
Yeah.
And really, it's only money.
It's only money we haven't spent yet.
Right. Exactly.
That's it. Dean Corrigle, it has always been a pleasure to watch you, and I've known you now for 8 years as we watched you do this.
Sure,
and this has been really fun. You are one of our absolute favorite people.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you gave us this time today.
Yeah, we want to, you know, thank you for having a Leisure Travel Van. You know, we really appreciate all the work you guys do. I mean, we get so many, you know, customers from you guys.
Oh,
it's exciting.
Hey, we're Mike and Jen from Leisure Travel Van.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be taking my job.
No, we can't even come close. thank you,
great.
Dean.
Thank you.
It's great to, I'm glad we sat him down for that, you know.
He's a hard man to get to sit.
He doesn't sit. And
he came in early.
He did. We had him to actually come in early. And you have to understand how hard it is to do an RV show like that, standing up. Maybe we go for 2 days, and I came back hoarse. Well, Dean is there. This show in California is a 2-week show. He'll be there a week from Sunday. And he didn't even eat lunch. He was snacking out on like milk duds and candy. And you got him lunch one day.
Yeah, I brought him a lunch one day. I thought, you got to eat.
He's too busy to even, you know, and he's on his feet the entire day.
Because I know he's into fitness. And yeah. He was drinking Coke and eating chocolate. So I thought, how come you're not eating lunch?
Well, that's how hard it is. But he thoroughly enjoys everybody he meets. And we thought that all of you should get a chance to meet him because... you know, you see his videos, but he's a good guy.
And if
guy.
You haven't seen one of his videos, you need to watch.
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes to the Leisure Travel Vans YouTube site. But again, we're not selling their vans or any of that stuff, but we are happy to profile Dean Corrigal, North America's most popular RV salesman, a celebrity in his own right. That's great. The interview of the week is brought to you every week by our friends at SunshineStateRVs.com. They're in Gainesville, Florida, but online you can access them from anywhere. Every new motorhome Sunshine State RVs sell is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the continental U.S. Sunshine State RVs has the hands down, the largest selection of used small motor homes in North America. Now, they also sell a full line of brand new RVs from the Winnebago Travato and the Winnebago Era to the Coachman Beyond to American Patriot, Fleetwood IROC, and more. I mean, if you are looking for an RV, one of the first places you need to check is Gainesville, Florida, and SunshineStateRVs.com. Just go to their website, SunshineStateRVs.com. Their whole inventory is online. In stock, previously owned RVs ranging from the early 90s to the current year, most of them Class Bs or Class Cs. In their new models as well, they have they're all listed online. Thing that impresses us the most about in Sunshine State RVs is that every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection. They make sure all the mechanical, all of the manual systems are in top condition. You check them out, SunshineStateRVs.com.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
All right, time now for Off the Beaten Path, and we are going to check in with our favorite Off the Beaten Path reporters. You know them, Tom and Patty Burkett.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. One of the best tours I ever had was at the Lyndon Baines Johnson Ranch outside Johnson City, Texas. This was where the president conducted business during his term in office and where he retired after his presidency. What made the tour so good was the chance to see into both the day-to-day workings of government out here far from Washington and the personal interests of this unusual man. For example, Johnson was an early adopter and lover of technology. Every room of the house had a phone, and in his study were three televisions so he could watch all three major networks at the same time. It was inspiring to think of the deals that had been made and the world leaders entertained under the spreading oak trees on the front lawn.
Johnson loved a good joke. He often took his guests, including Nikita Khrushchev, out for a ride and pretended the car's brakes had failed as it headed downhill toward the river. They'd be floating in the current before the guests realized they were in an amphicar designed to work equally well as a boat. In the hangar adjacent to the house, you can see this and other presidential vehicles as well as his personal plane. He was fascinated by gadgets. He especially liked to give gifts and had a room devoted to presents of all kinds, many related to the ranch or his personal interests. Among his favorites were electric razors and Stetson hats.
Johnson was a serious rancher and raised prized cattle. Though you can't go through it on the excellent auto tour, the main cattle barn is designed so he could drive through it, showing the stock to his guests from the comfort of one of his convertibles. His family continued to live here after his death until the death of Lady Bird Johnson and continues to be a working ranch today, despite the thousands of visitors who pass through it.
In the nearby town of Johnson City, we explored Johnson's boyhood home. The small frame house where he grew up sharing a bed with his brother Sam is a marked contrast to the elegance and spaciousness of the ranch. In the nearby visitor center, a film explores the times and accomplishments of LBJ. A second film chronicles the life and work of First Lady Lady Bird, whose campaigns to eliminate billboards and plant wildflowers along U.S. highways paralleled her husband's conservation legacy and continue to brighten the traveler's way.
These true attractions are right in the middle of bluebonnet country, so if you visit at the right time of year, you'll not only enjoy stellar weather, you'll also get to see this Texas native wildflower putting on its annual show along the fields and roadsides. The last time we were there, we ran into the Wendlands and had a chance to sit down to dinner together. So keep your eyes open. You never know just exactly what or who you'll see out here off the beaten path.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
All right, here's the RV gatherings and the shows around the country. As we've been mentioned to you, the California RV Show is on for a second weekend. Runs through October 13th, ends Sunday, October 13th at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. Also, October 10th through the 13th, the Jacksonville Fall RV Show at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Green Cove Springs, Florida. October 10th through the 13th, it's the Salem RV Show, the Oregon State Fair and Expo Center is the location, and that is in Salem, Oregon. And October 11th through the 13th, it is the Pittsburgh RV Liquidation Super Sale at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the RVLifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was.
And we are always delighted to have a podcast come to an end, because now that gets us excited about the next one we can put together for next week. But first, we are headed to Mackinac Island.
We sure are. Looking forward to it.
So if you're up there, I'm sure you'll see us, because we ride around on the bikes. Even in the rain, we do that. We'll be up in Mackinac Island. No RVs, no motorized vehicles there, but the ferry lots have lots of RV parking, so you can go over to the ferry and come back to your RV. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. New episodes out every Wednesday morning. Tomorrow on the YouTube channel, on the RV Lifestyle YouTube channel, we'll have a really fun video on the California RV Show. So check that out. Till next week, on behalf of my dog, Bo, and my wife, Jennifer, I'm Mike Wendland saying bye-bye, everybody. And Jennifer says,
happy trails.
See you later.